Now, where are we going now?
I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing people who get in my way. A little girl the other day antagonized me so, she had the nerve to step right up and smile and say hello. But a park ranger can smell a lot of danger a million miles away.
I don't know where these guys get all these bumpers from, but I do love them. That bumper, of course, is played by our good old Joe Gorskowski. You have to say Joe is in the studio sitting in for Stephen Labadie as well. Steve Nizwicki and myself sitting in for Angela Wyola. And on the line is the retired park superintendent and producer of this fantastic show. Well, not this one. The one Angelo does is the fantastic show. This is just a
I think
a
this makeshift. Is fantastic, this is too. John, you can vouch for that, can't you?
Mr. John Winters. Good morning, Johnny.
Morning, guys. Yeah, you're fantastic. As a matter of fact, Pete, earlier in the program, you said you were a superstar. Do you recall that?
I know. I said a stupid star. That's what I said. No, you got my words mixed up.
And I got a note from Angelo when he says you won't be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians anytime soon. Trust me.
Good, because I don't like them anyways. I really don't. You like don't, them. Eh? They're overrated. No. Okay. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing really well.
We need a cough button here because my big buddy Stevie just let a big sneeze go. You're good. Good. He held that in and blew the headphones right off his head with holding that one.
Nobody heard.
don't
what's going
use
on?
That mic, eh?
yeah, no kidding. What's going on, buddy? I hear you've been studying a little bit about some bugs for us this weekend.
I have. Public Health Ontario published an interesting map on tick distribution for Lyme disease in Ontario.
Right.
And as you know, this whole subject has gone from nowhere 10 years ago when we had Catherine Maroon on, and she said that and Catherine Maroon was a fishing superstar at that time, female fishing superstar, had her own program called What a Catch. And we had her on, and she talked about the issues that she was facing with Lyme disease that almost killed her. And we've been tracking it ever since. So Public Health Ontario now have a map out, and the distribution of ticks in Ontario, the carriers for Lyme, goes from Cornwall north on the Ottawa River almost to Pembroke, and then it heads west from Cornwall and the Montreal sort of interface with Ontario, right to Peterborough and the Kawarthas, all through the greater Toronto area, down through Niagara, Turkey Point, Long Point, Rondo Point, Peely, Sudbury, Thunder Bay, Kenora, Rainy River. How things change when we look back. And 10 years ago, this province was pretty much in denial that we had Lyme disease.
Right.
And it was in the States. It was down in Connecticut, maybe in New York State, but not here.
Is there a safe area in Ontario right now? You pretty well covered the whole province. Is there anywhere safe?
Well, here's the problem. These ticks will hitch a ride on birds. And this is well documented. Robin sparrows, juncos, blackbirds, and any of those forest-fringed birds that are into the grass and the leaf litter, they'll be picking around in there, and an infected tick hops aboard. They're not all infected, but an infected tick hops aboard, and bingo, the bird lands someplace else. And now you've got the beginnings of another area which becomes endemic. In other words, that population of infected ticks gets well established and away they go. Now, a couple of other really interesting developments on this. Catherine Maroon said that she had chronic Lyme. Lyme meaning that after she'd been treated, she didn't get better. And there was a lot of denial in the medical community that there's anything called chronic Lyme. Well, guess what? Out of some research by a guy by the name of Brandon Zutris, who's been working with Yale and Harvard, so we're talking some top-notch medical schools, they have determined that there is an ongoing issue after you have treated Lyme, and the blood tests show that the Lyme bacterium has disappeared. And it's an inflammatory response that mimics arthritis or is arthritis. and it's caused by persister cells. We talked about that on the air before, and these persister cells will continue unless you treat them again with the correct cocktail of antibiotics.
Wow.
So the whole thing here is really an emerging area in Ontario, and it's serious stuff.
No kidding. And the freaky part is that's such a small, tiny little bug when it starts out, like the pinhead size of a bug that can inflict as much infection into somebody.
Now, John, quick question. I know that treatment in the very early stages can prevent Lyme's. Does that also, if you catch it early enough, Lyme.
Thank you.
No problem, Peter.
Go ahead.
Thank you for the correction there, buddy.
You're welcome.
Will the early prevention also treat the chronic form of Lyme?
Well, what you're or trying do you to have do is to... You're trying to... Yeah, what you're trying to do, Pete and...
Steve.
I had a brain fart there for a second. What you're trying to do is catch it early enough that it doesn't end up... getting on a roll and getting well established and well developed in your body. And the problem with Lyme is that it mimics so many other types of medical issues. Arthritis. It could be rheumatoid arthritis, and sometimes mimics Parkinson's and a whole series of other problems. And if you didn't have the rash, if you don't remember being bitten by a tick,
thought. We've got to take a quick break here. We'll get back to it because it's important. This is Peter and Steve on the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. Don't you dare go away.
Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal Radio Show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journal Radio Show, live on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and online at OGGRadio.com. My name is Pete Bowman from the Fishing Canada Show, sitting in for an alien and recovering and tougher than nails, Angelo Viola, who's sitting at home listening in right now, I'm sure. And sitting beside me is Steve Nizwicki, from former lodge owner of Shadier Lodge, and sort of a new, not sort of, he's a new co-host of Fishing Canada television show. Behind the glass, Joe Gorskowski, sitting for Steve Labadie. I should tell everybody, Steve Labadie is at a first aid course right now. So he is learning all about
saving lives.
Saving lives, like Monique did last week.
Absolutely.
Like that. And again, apologies to the audience and to the fan guys. Our break's going out here. We're a little rough on those things. So a little bit of dead air there. So, I don't want that. On the line with us before we left was Mr. John Winters, retired park superintendent at Algonquin Park, and the producer of this show. And Johnny, just a little wrap up. We got to get going quick, obviously, as you know. We were talking about black-legged ticks in Ontario. Can you just give us a quick wrap up as to what people can think of, do, prevent, etc.?
Sure. So Steve asked a question about treatment, and they're now recommending in Eastern Ontario that you immediately receive antibiotic after you've been bitten by a tick. They don't even bother to test anymore. Just get the antibiotic treatment.
Right, so that's what Angelo and Nick did,
after
right?
After you've been bitten.
Yeah, that's Angelo and Nick did that, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yeah, so they went through a...
What I was going to say, Pete, is I would suggest that for folks that are going to be in the outdoors, especially along the forest fringe, if you're working or playing in that area, long pants, light color, you'll be able to see a tick more easily. There are sprays that contain permethrin.
Right.
And that kills ticks. And DEET, DEET is a repellent. They'll get on your body, but they don't like to try and bite through DEET, and that's helpful.
So what will happen? They'll jump on you. So they don't like the smell of it, or something like that. Is that what it is? Or they don't like that? They don't like the taste, or what's the deal with that? Which, by the way,
nobody likes the taste of DEET. And people like the smell of
I drink that stuff.
I don't.
I like that stuff when I go out in the bush, but I put that in my whiskey. Whiskey indeed.
Yeah. Well, maybe you, Pete, but you're an exception in all regards.
So, I'm an anomaly.
You want to take the prevention method because you really don't need the bite and you don't need the hassle. And there's lots of great information online. Canada Lime has a great website. And I'd refer you to them because they track all of the latest.
Okay, that's a good thing. By the way, just to let you know, John, because you're the producer of the show, Sean Kelly is not answering his phone for the Black Angus segment, so we can keep you on a little longer. I mean, you're a wealth of knowledge, and Sean, let's be honest, Sean's just there to look pretty. All right, Steve? I
mean, I'm not even sure if he's there to do that. Although he does.
Very quickly then, John, we were going to scratch because we were running behind. We were talking about the deer flies this year, every year, but we had a little segment on deer flies. Can you quickly give us the lowdown on those nasty things and how we can avoid them or what you can do for that deal?
If we can figure out how to get rid of deer flies, we would do that first at the winter's household in Muskoka, because let me tell you, we've got a crop that's massive this year, and they are nasty, nasty biters.
They're the worst. They are the worst, for sure. You know what I mean?
Now, what's interesting about those guys, Pete, is we had a perfect setup this year with all that rain, a long, wound-out spring with the ice out and everything in it. Those flies love muck. They love that mucky forest edge right where it meets the interface with a lake. They love those alder thickets, and then you get a big hatch, and you get what we've got this year. They're nasty biters, and DEET does not work on them.
Yeah, so if you're running an insect repellent, we use muskoll a lot, and you put that on, you think you're going to deter these guys? You don't. They seems like they're attracted to it. That's what Angelo says. Those things are attracted to our DEET.
The best way to get those fellas, I learned as a guide, there's two. One is a fly swatter, and you wouldn't believe how effective a fly swatter can be in the boat with you.
Mm-hmm.
The other is, if you go to the dollar store, there's these wee guns that have a fly swatter on the end, and it's spring-loaded. Hand that to one of the kids in the boat, buddy. You're fly-free. Gee, and they're happy.
You know what? That's great, because that gives them, if they're trolling or something, it gives 100%. Them something to do, right?
There were times when I would go on guide trips, hand off the spring-loaded fly swatter gun, come back to the lodge with an absolutely ecstatic group of people, and all they wanted to talk about was the spring-loaded fly swatter.
So obviously, and John will confirm this, you can't find a spray or any kind of a deterrent for them in that sense. Maybe clothing you cover over, right? And you can somewhat deter them. Even that. They can get through that stuff even, if you don't tuck in. So.
Well, if you're really desperate, which would help. The interesting thing about
are we losing John now too?
He's gone.
John is gone. Are you there, Johnny?